November 9, follow on to know the Lord. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts 9, 6. Those who are striving to be overcomers will be pursued by the temptations of the enemy. Satan will tempt them to corrupt the principles which all must maintain who would reach the high standard that God has set before them. Satan rejoices when he can lead souls to follow mistaken ideas until their names are blotted out of the book of life and recorded among the names of the unjust. We can overcome only in the way that Christ overcame, by wholehearted obedience to every commandment of God. True religion is obedience to all the commandments of God. Every soul who is saved must surrender his own plans and follow where Christ leads the way. The understanding must be yielded up to Christ for him to cleanse and purify and refine. This will always be done when we receive aright the teachings of Christ. Oh, how much we need a more intimate acquaintance with him. We need to enter into his purpose and to carry out his will, saying with a whole heart, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? The child of God is to reach out for higher and still higher attainments. He is to confess every sin that by his example others may be helped to confess their sins and cherish the faith that works by love to purify the soul. He is to be constantly on guard, never standing still, never turning back, but ever pressing on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. We should keep ever before us the fact that time is short. Iniquity is increasing on every hand. The righteous are set as lights in the world. Through them the glory of God is to be revealed to the world. Keep ever before you the solemn events of the future, the great review of the judgment and the coming of Christ. You with your family are to prepare for that day. Follow on day by day to know the Lord, rejoicing that it is your privilege to say it is coming as you stand with his faithful waiting children. This is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 25:9. Letter 92, November 9, 1911, to a husband and wife.